Absolutely no idea, being honest. Anything could happen. In all seriousness, we're not too sure if there would be any departures. If there were, there wouldn't be from us doing so. Wouldn't be our doing. We'd be happy going with the squad that we've got, and we've said that last week. Incomings, it would always be a case of what was out there and what became available to us, and if we were able to do it. But hopefully, we'll be watching the coverage like everybody else, and I can't personally wait for the 11 o'clock dong.
If a club comes in for one of your players that you don't want to go and the club accept the offer, have you got targets in mind that you can work on so quickly to get done in such a short space of time?
I think you always have to prepare for that. We certainly have, over the course of this window, lined up players and preferences that you would like, or if X, Y, and Z were to go, you'd look to bring in etc. and replace. So it's in place, but hopefully we don't need it.
In terms of people tell us all the time, deals take longer and longer to get done these days. Going back to your experience as a player, how long did it take you to walk into a room, to do a medical, to sign for a football club, compared to what it takes you now if you want to bring someone in here?
From our end, it's pretty much the same. It's not too bad now from our point of view. I think higher up you go, then obviously it becomes a lot bigger and a lot more complicated than it should be. But from, like I say, the deals that we're involved in, it's quite quickly for us, so it's not too bad.
When you hear all that's going on a day like today, does it make you wonder why? Does it make you wonder you've had all this time to do whatever you want, and yet we are scrapping round with hours to spare in the biggest transfers that could be one of the biggest ones in the world today that might be going on?
Yeah, it doesn't quite add up, does it, or make sense. I think at last you've heard from a lot of managers over the last 4 or 5 years that have stated the case for the window closing before the season starts. Because, like you rightly just said, we're going out training this morning to prepare for Wimbledon on Saturday, and there is an opportunity or a potential that there could be two players in my team that we're working with today that might not play Saturday, and it's not quite the right thing to do. But I think at last, like I say, there's inroads being made to try and get the window shut before the season starts, which would make everybody's life a lot easier. And also the supporters, I think, supporters buy season tickets on the strength of what you've done in the market in the summer. And for the supporters as well, is, if you've got kids and they go and get your name of the player on the shirt and he gets sold in this window. So all the Barcelona fans that have had the new shirt this season with Neymar on the back, and then he goes, it's a lot of money. And I think the game has to sort of like take that into consideration for the supporters as well.
I might be going back to the good old days here, but what was wrong with it before there was ever a window? When you played, did you move clubs during a season?
I can't remember that far back, or it's just gone mayhem, hasn't it? And the loan window being open all the way through, it's just mad at times now, because you've just got to try and see for 4 months and get through the next 4 months on it as well, on what you've got. And God forbid, touch wood, should you have an injury crisis, which is quite possible, or illnesses at the same time, or suspensions, and then you can't go and get anybody in. I think it's the whole system needs to be reviewed.
That's always been your biggest one, hasn't it? Because of the clubs that you've managed, the loan window not being available anymore, that has stopped a lot of trade, hasn't it?
I think also for the fact that you'll have some players that train every day, and the player that's playing in their position is in fantastic form, and as a result can't get in the team no matter what he does. And from the loan window being shut, you couldn't send him out for a month to say, go on then, go and get some games, and which would benefit the player, the club that might you need a that player because of an injury crisis, and the club itself. But it is a restriction of trade, near enough. But that's what it is, and we have to deal with that now. And I think this after this window shut, there's a couple of meetings planned for the managers in the higher leagues to get together, and I think that'll certainly then look at ways in which they can improve it.